the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. The time now is approximately 2:20.
Who cares about the time, man?
Why is he giving the time?
I just thought, let's do a time check.
Man, we haven't done time checks in years, baby. Don't do time checks if you're doing morning drive.
I was going to say, the only time you hear a guy give the time is when you're driving the car. I don't know.
Well, that's the best time. Well, I thought I would.
All right, well, we don't need a time check, man. Besides, the show is a... It's a podcast, Jack. It drops when it drops. Nobody, what am I supposed to do? What if a guy's listening to the show in the middle of the night? You know?
Well, I mean...
Like, right now, it's... What time of day is it right now?
Are you sure you want people to know, Phil? It'll blow the theater of the mind.
Oh, don't say theater of the mind. Phil hates that.
I do. I hate that phrase.
Why, Mr. Simmons?
I just hate the phrase theater of the mind. I think it's the most meaningless phrase that has ever been applied to radio, you know, in the history of radio.
Well, that's just because people have said that about you. Yeah, Phil Henry, he's theater of the mind.
Yeah, you're theater of the mind, Mr. Henry.
Shut up.
Oh, it really bugs you, doesn't it?
Shut up. Hey, Mr. Henry, why don't you do some theater of the mind? Shut up. I don't want to hear about it.
What do you got a hard on for that for? Excuse my language. But why don't you like that?
I just don't like it. It doesn't mean anything. Theater of the mind is a meaningless... First of all, you know, you got people who say, oh, it's theater of the mind. It doesn't mean anything to a listener. That's the kind of phrase that is bounced around by people that are... It's just too inside baseball, for starters. And it ain't even inside baseball, because I don't think anybody who is in the business... understands what it means anyway, or even gives a you-know-what, so...
What do you mean, inside baseball, meaning let people know what that means, you know, because those of us that are in the entertainment business, okay, what are you looking at, Bud?
I'm just waiting for you to...
Phil, would you ask him, Bud, I understand you're waiting for me to finish, but when you sit there with your mouth gaping, this is what he looks like, he's like... When you do that, it is disturbing. I think that you may not be alive. I don't...
Bud, try to...
Bud, what's the problem?
And Bud Dickman, you don't know that when you sit staring, when you're listening, your mouth is gaping open like you're a dead man or something.
Yeah, I'm trying to close your mouth. Yeah, why don't you guys close your mouth?
No, we're not trying to... Never mind.
It's very disquieting, but I'm sitting, I'm talking, and I'm saying, oh, hi, I'm Margaret Gray, and I look over at you, and the general said it very well. Your mouth is wide open as if you died by electrical shock and the eyes are bugged. Never mind.
Well, I'm just trying to listen to what people are saying.
Don't change a thing, Bud. You're beautiful just the way you are.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, you know, I appreciate it, Mr. Henry.
You are. I love you just the way you are.
Oh, for God's sake, I'm going to get sick.
Well, Mr. DeGenry said, well, I mean, it's Henry, right?
Yeah, it's Henry. Yeah, it's not DeGenry.
Yeah, Mr. Henry said he loves me.
Well, isn't that cozy? Do you want me to leave and let you guys have a little bit of space?
Woo!
All right. It's all of the childish bullcrap out of the way. Welcome to the show, folks. Today we have Robert Greene from Fraser Foods. The Confederate flag controversy, you know, has got a lot of stores dropping the Confederate flag.
Yeah, man, like, what he's wearing right now, man, I haven't said a word.
What?
You got that Confederate flag belt.
Oh, why are you wearing that, Bud?
Because I like it. Yeah, you know that pisses me off, man. He does it on purpose.
If you know that he doesn't like that, why do you do it?
Because it's just, I'm not a racist. You know that I'm not a racist.
Yeah, you say you're not, man. Then you put that on.
Bud, that is an anachronism. That is a throwback to a time when people were ignorant. And when you put on anything having to do with that Confederate flag, you look like an ignorant swine. You look as you look, your mouth gaped open, your eyes bugged out. The Confederate flag hanging just above your...
she was going to say your dick, right?
Oh, my God.
Well, that's what you were going to say.
Hey, why don't you tighten that belt up, because it is hanging just above your you-know-what.
That's just what I like to wear it.
Man, you know that pisses me off. Why do you wear it?
Why do you wear that if you know it's pissing people off?
Because it's my right under the Constitution of America...
Oh, great. Here we go.
It is. Under the Constitution of America... To wear it.
No, but I mean, I'm just going to ask you a question, okay?
And you can't change it, and nobody will ever change it.
What are you talking about, man? You won't be able to buy one of those things anymore.
I don't care. This is handcrafted from a piece of leather that they bought at a craft store.
Who did?
My mom.
Did she paint all those flags on there?
Yeah, it's hand-painted to my specification. So...
Why? Well, I just want to ask you, why do you like that flag?
Because it means that you're a rebel.
Yeah, but it means you're, okay, it means you're a rebel.
Now, hold on, it means you're a rebel. Now, you know, you could put on like a death's head skull or, you know.
What are you talking about? That's like the hell angel.
The hell angel. Yeah, that's what it is.
No, I think you're getting at something, Phil. Why do you wear that belt?
Because it's rebel. Yeah, he thinks of me rebel. You ignore him, man, with a beat.
Hold on, Robert. So, you because it's a rebel symbol.
Yeah.
Okay. But you also know that your friend here, Robert, who's black, your girlfriend, Vivianne, who's black, they don't like that.
Vivianne doesn't care.
Oh, bullshit.
Don't say it.
I'm sorry, I was going to say. I've talked to her. She doesn't like it.
Well, she loves me. And
man, she don't like that. You don't even deserve her, man.
Hey, have a care.
Oh, will you knock it off? Look, I'm just asking you why you like that belt.
Because it stands for a time when a man could be free and roam the earth, you know.
What a load, man. Man could be free. Yeah, a white man could be free.
Well, there was that.
Uh-huh. There was that.
But about the Southern culture and everything like that.
The Southern culture, Bud, as it applied to white people. What about black people in the South?
What do you mean?
There were black people in the South, too. You're familiar with that, right?
Yeah.
Well, what about them? Aren't they part of Southern culture?
Well,
no, man, they're not. Only white people do Southern culture. Down South, black people have their own Southern culture. Is that it?
Well, yeah, that's the way I've assumed it.
Oh, that's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life, man.
I got four people against one. So shut up.
All right, okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, bud, you know.
What do you mean you're sorry, man? He is a dumbass.
Yeah?
But, you know, I'm just going to tell you, but, you know, it is four people against one because that's kind of how it is getting in this country, you know. Maybe the people who feel that the flag is a groovy thing feel like they're in the minority and they're oppressed. And, you know, and we do respect in America, we have this tradition of respecting, you know, the right. We try to have a tradition of respecting minority rights. I realize we haven't really done a great job of it. But when something is upsetting to another minority, you know, I mean, something's got to give.
Why can't they just let a guy wear it and not even say nothing about it?
Oh, okay, man. How about if I just, you know, like walk around making fun of that plate in your head?
What? How do you do that?
That's probably a bad analogy.
Now, what, Dickman, look, if a friend of yours doesn't like it, and it's offensive and everything, and you know it is, and you come in here trying to stir up some shit, maybe I just gotta drop the hammer on you.
Well, General!
Maybe I'll just have to drop the hammer. There, that's that. That's what we do it in the Army.
All right, well, we can't be dropping any hammers. But
you can forbid him from wearing it.
That's what I think you should do. Forbid or forbad is the word, all right? Okay, Phil?
Yeah.
What's with you?
Okay, I'm waiting.
Yeah, we're waiting.
Bud, close your mouth because you're doing this. You're going to...
Yeah, it's weird. God damn, man. I'm just concentrating.
Bud, when you concentrate, why does your mouth have to hang open? Why, does it take too much concentration to keep your mouth closed? So something's got to give there? What a jackass and a half.
All right, wait. What were you going to say?
That we are going to... I think you, as the host of the show and the de facto boss of the crew, if you will, should forbid or forbade, all right?
Yeah.
No, wait, Robert, I'm not done. Forbade the wearing of the Confederate, okay?
Margaret, it's not called the Confederate.
Isn't that what General... Wireman?
His name is Hart, God damn it.
I'm sorry, his name's Harvey Wireman. Isn't that what he said?
My name is General I'm General Galen Wireman.
Fuck. You're all confused. You're in a heap. You can't tell me.
I can tell you. I don't have to tell you anything. I can grab that flag right now.
Hey, get up!
Come on, General. Get that thing off of you. I've seen men fight and die for the flag of the United States of America, some of them black. All right?
Cut it out.
No, I'm not going to cut it. Some of them black men. And you put that on, how do they feel in their graves? In those hallowed graves, those brave men, how do you think they feel now you walk around wearing that like about 600 yards of asshole?
Well,
I'm just stuff to think about. I'm not telling you to take it off.
I just feel it's very wrong for people, you know.
Hey, look, Buck, hey, Robert, why don't you shut up for a minute, okay?
Oh, you tell me to shut up?
Yeah, just shut.
I think it's wrong for people to tell me and everything.
What? You're just trying to find ways to hold on to that damn... You know, you just want to be an asshole. That's all. You just want to be an asshole.
Maybe you do, too.
Maybe I do. And maybe I've worked my way into life, into a position in life, bud, Here's the closer on this one. Maybe I've worked my way into a position in life where I get to be the head asshole and you got to take orders from me. See, that's kind of how that works.
Oh!
General, it wasn't that much of a burn.
No, I got my hand caught in the stirrup.
Wait, hold on.
General! Oh, ah! Fuck this goddamn chair.
What happened?
This chair, as I was trying to lower it, wow!
Oh, my God. You better put some ice on that.
Yes, I think I'd better. Dickman, stay away from me.
I'm not doing anything.
Unless you take that belt off. And if you take that belt off, I'll buy it from you for $10. Not because I want to keep it as a keepsake, Phil. But I, you know, you can. It could have some value.
Get out of here, you guys. Go put ice on the hand. World famous Phil Henry Show. Yeah, we're world famous, all right.
Bellison, what do you think of that?
What do I think of it? You want me to forbid him from wearing that flag?
I mean, yeah, I think you should, man.
He's not going to be,
Well, what are you doing eavesdropping? Go help the general.
If you want me to forbid him from wearing that, is it really pissing you off, or is it just a matter of you? Because, you know, this is not like a big... This is not a school or a university or a big business. I mean, it's a very small business that we have here, okay? And I know, Robert, the flag, the Confederate flag, is offensive. It pisses me off every time I see it, and I've been looking at it all of my life. I've never liked that goddamn flag. But here's the thing. In the confines of here... You know he's doing that just to be an asshole, because that's what he likes to do.
Yeah, Robert, I don't mean anything bad about it. I just want to be an asshole. But why do you want to be an asshole at my expense for, man? Why don't you be an asshole at somebody else's expense? Why don't you walk around like, I don't know, put on some kind of, you know, man, I don't know. See, you don't even know why it is. You're angry, but you don't know why. I damn sure do know why. You guys just knock it. Take the fucking belt off.
Phil, the F word.
Sorry, take the belt off, bud. Yeah, thanks a lot.
And grow up. You get to do anything you want in this world, man. You live in the freest world, the freest country. You're running around. You're doing everything, man. You got your bike. You got your motorcycle. Take your stupid Confederate belt off. It's one little thing that you're being asked not to wear here in this office. This is a place of work. People will conduct themselves accordingly.
Okay, what if I was Muslim? What about that?
That's a whole other conversation, man. Okay?
Well, now, wait just a second.
Well, that's a whole other conversation, okay? That's a whole other conversation. Somebody wearing Muslim head garb. All right, you know, I'm not going to get into this.
No, you're going to have to explain it, Henry.
If a cat's wearing a Muslim,
It wouldn't be a guy, a cat. Get a load of him.
Yeah, but somebody's talking about a cat.
All right. If a woman is wearing the Muslim head covering, this is a religion. Okay? Now, a lot of people have an interpretation of Islam that they may not be flattering. Other people have an interpretation of Islam that is. Some people say religion of peace. A lot of things. But there is nothing in that religion, in my opinion, for what I understand and what is inherent in that religion, that says that being a murderous, ravaging piece of you-know-what, like those ISIS mothers are, is inherent to that religion. So I got no problem with somebody practicing in this business, putting on head garb is fine. If it was Disneyland, it might be a different thing.
Why?
Because it's a freaking audio thing, man. Who sees it?
Well, that's a very good point. I hadn't thought of it that way. So let me just recap.
You know the time we're losing on this?
We're not losing any time. This is valuable stuff. What are you doing?
Standing here with a cup of coffee?
Well, go in and make it.
Oh.
What about it?
Well, so you're saying that the Confederate flag is treated differently from the Muslim or the Muslim or the Mujahideen, right?
No, Margaret, no. I'm saying, can we use just one word, Muslim?
There, that's what I think of you. Excuse me.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, got new toilet paper and everything.
Thank you, bud.
Okay, great, that's fantastic. Time out for traffic, Bob Bakian in the... in the copter out there. Bob, what's it look like?
Well, I tell you something. Morning's out of town. We'll have the clown down around you, man. If you're Muslim, by the way, I've got a great joke for you. The guy got a headgear on, put his head around, popped that strap label. That's true. That's a joke for another day. Hey, listen, out here in the Orange County Clown Plaza, then, and in the Plaza, Clown Plaza, there's some people at Century. They captured it, and they are beating it to death, and you're going to see it on Channel 5 this coming Saturday night at 10 o'clock as they captured something in the Clown Plaza and beat it to death. Over on the 19 freeway and over on the 16 freeway, we got people at bottom, there's a fever, and there's some bottom feeders out there. Has got a fever. I'm trying to find out about that, because I'll tell you right now, my ass and your face, that's a great match. This is Bob Bakian, and we're out here on the traffic.
And this is Harvey Wireman with today's news break on the Phil Henry Show. The latest of the hunt for the toi.
Harvey?
Are you going to let me do one newscast?
Harvey, you are mispronouncing the words.
So, in other words, Denise, honey, you know I love you and I love my granddaughter, and I'm glad that you're living. If I have to get my glasses off the dachshund, where are they? They're on a what? On a float toy. Baby.
Hi, Bazawa.
Why are my glasses on the float toy in the pool? Oh, okay. My glasses are on a float boy. A float toy. How did I?
On a float boy?
On a float toy out in the pool, because the float toy is apparently, Dino the dinosaur. They latticed on the hunt for the two Inmates who escaped. What is escaped?
Escaped.
Oh, all right. From a maximum Securita. Maximum Securita. Is that Mexican or?
Security.
Security prison. Altimas Local. What the hell is Altimas Local?
All times local.
Oh. A lawyer for an upstate New York prison guard arrested after escape of trois Inmates says his client had no canal.
Harvey, you know,
Oh, look, Phil, give me a break, all right? I'm reading this by popular demand.
People have wanted him to do it, Phil. What do you do, take it off the air?
Keep going.
Yeah, just remember which side of the bread the butter's on, my friend.
Whatever that means.
Oh, so you're turning it into a whole idea about lube, huh? What up?
All right, nobody's doing that.
I'll deal with you later.
Yeah, well, that'll be a good fight.
Yeah, let me tell you something, my man. I'm a Marine, not Army. Marine. Marine.
Are you sure you don't mean Marine?
What a dick. Correction Officer Gene Palmer.
Correction Officer Gene Palmer.
Are you going to be doing the whole,
Well, people have got to know what you're saying, Harvey.
Well, yes, all right, Margaret. People have to know. You know, Margaret, you know, I remember when you used to be a bunch of laughs. Now it's like you're walking around every day. The first thing you do, how do you spell dir?
D-O.
Oh, okay. The first thing you do is you put a... Never mind. Correction Officer...
Correction Officer Gene Palmer...
is belly of it to have a... delivered...
is believed to have delivered...
Why don't you shut up, Phil?
He's got to let people know what the hell it is you're saying, Wireman. You're talking like some loon. Nobody understands your language. A guy'd have to land here from another planet to understand it.
Well, let me tell you something. It's a good thing you're here, then.
How did you guys eat it right at...
Oh, my God.
All right, I want to finish this, okay? Hey, where's that music? I will not do it without that... All right.
Hey, what is it with everybody around here with the
Because it gives me a soothing sense of security. Defense lawyer Andrew Brockway.
Okay, Harvey, that's fine.
Oh, well, you know something? I don't get half of the story yet. Where are my glasses?
I want to put it on the man.
Get them off that dinosaur. Get them off the dinosaur. Yes, I did threaten to drown my own granddaughter. What about that? Well, then, honey, I don't know what to tell you. I will drown that kid. Of course I won't, really, but I want her to think I will. Tell her to go get the glasses, all right? What do you want me to...
Just lock out.
Harvey Wireman with the news break, and I'm about to drown my granddaughter. I'm kidding.
Now, I don't think anyone heard that.
Yeah, they did.
That is great. What a thing to say, man. I'm going to drown a kid. Gonna drown a kid about that.
What? Excuse me? Do that again, Dickman. It sounded like whatever that... I think that plate in your head is conducting some electricity or something.
Why? What'd I do?
You went, he's gonna drown a... You did, bud. There was something weird there.
Damn, he's gonna go drown a kid.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't do that. He's gonna... All right.
Yeah, you did, man. If only you heard... If only you could hear yourself, man. Only you could hear yourself. But you can't hear yourself, because by the time the lips flap back together again, they're still over your ears. And the... Get off him. Come on. Now, you do that on purpose, man. That proves you're racist. Proves you're racist.
Let me tell you something, Dickman. And you know I have your best interests at heart, bud. I won't be able to protect you. That's the truth. That's the truth.
All I'm trying to do is get a couple of laughs squeezed out of each and every day. Don't do it at my expense, man. I'll come after you, man. I'll put the hurt on you.
Yeah.
Just take it easy. I'm going to ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
Do you like Robert?
Yeah.
He's your friend.
Yeah.
Robert, is he your friend?
No.
What the fuck are you guys doing, man? Why are you pissing him off? I got friends. I wouldn't do that on purpose.
God, Mr. Ennio, what are you
doing? Yeah, Mr. Ennio, cut up. Don't wear that belt. You are forbidden.
I get it already, okay?
There's not too many things
Forbad. Oh, God, Phil. That is how it's said.
Well, Margaret.
No, I will not be on staff at a show or a podcast or whatever you call this, where you cannot speak the king's English, and I realize we do not have a king any longer. So let's say, well, we have a queen, the queen's English, although it's not our queen.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at him tense. I better be quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't see it, but when Phil starts to tense up, as a woman, and I know Phil has never been violent toward women, but I believe he is still capable of it. I'm Margaret Gray.
Well, thank you, Vic. Don't do that. Thanks a lot.
I don't know, Phil. When you get angry and your fists begin to tighten, I can well imagine there are women who get sexually excited and at the same time frightened beyond all capability.
Well, what are you saying? That's you?
No, that isn't me. I don't like fat, bald men.
Ow! Shut up. All right. What's going on with this whole thing, man? This Escaped thing?
Well, that's the guy, you know?
Yeah, yesterday we had Jay Santos on. We're not going to deal too much with it, but I want to just take a look at this, because this thing's pissing me off. That's all I wanted to say. I don't want to turn it into a big, what are you guys looking at?
Well, you said we've got to editorialize it, Mr. Henry.
I'm not going to editorialize anything. I'm just going to say, I'll let everybody give their opinion. State of New York, I don't understand what's wrong with them. I don't understand how you put a guy like this guy, Matt, this Richard Matt. There's a videotape that's been released now. Have you seen it?
Yeah, the guy's got one of those blowguns.
Yeah? That, like the kind what they use down in South America? Like in the movie Papillon.
Like in the movie Papillon?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had one of those blow darts.
Oh my, what kind of an animal is he?
He gets his laughs out of this stuff. There was him on videotape from the 80s or something, and he had one of these long Colombian Highland tribesmen blow darts, those things that they put poison, you know, on the darts.
Oh, it's extremely lethal, or in some instances, I believe it paralyzes you, from my understanding of that.
Yeah, well, that guy had that?
That guy is a psychopath, man. This guy is danger, baby, everywhere he goes. Everywhere that guy goes, people are in jeopardy. And they put that mother...
Hey, I'm all with you on that one, man. Put a guy like that, there's only one thing to do, and I hate to say it, but they see them, drop them on sight.
No, that is absolutely wrong.
No, I agree with the general.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'll tell you something, Margaret. The only way to deal with animals like that, when you see them, you go ahead and take them out. I would give the high sign, and I'd give the thumbs up on that. I'd give the green light and the thumb up and two thumbs up to any one of my snipers. I would say, you see them, you take them out.
Damn, man.
I think that is pure animal that is from the very lowest cages of the lowest, filthiest zoo in the...
What is wrong with that? I mean, these guys are... You give the thumb up to your snipers.
Yeah, but what are you laughing at?
Well, it's, you know...
No, I'd have snipers positioned, and the minute that we had eyes on those two scumbags... I'd go ahead and say, you take them out. Fire. Attack at will.
Yeah, Dan, I agree with you, man.
Well, I can't disagree.
I don't believe what I'm hearing. In a civilized society where we have the wherewithal to take people into custody, you would have them murdered, cold-blooded murder.
No, Margaret, it's not cold-blooded murder. They're felons. They're escaped felons. They're considered dangerous. And it is a risk of life and limb for anybody attempting to take those guys into custody. It's just a foregone conclusion. You see them, the best thing the state of New York can do is kill them both. And they know that. They're not walking around out there thinking, well, it's cool. I mean, we may get away with it. We may not.
Well, why is it some states don't do that at all? They're able to take these people back without killing them.
That's, you know, New York State owes the whole state of New York. It owes its taxpayers an explanation. And barring that, they ought to just do what they should have done in the first place.
Oh, here we go with the death penalty.
Yeah, Phil, you're going to
Now, they should have done what they should have done, you know.
What they should have done. See, when Phil starts talking death penalty, his brain begins to slowly come apart. It's almost like pieces of a race car. Once it hits the wall and you see things flying, when Phil talks death penalty, his brain is like an Indy car hitting the wall at Indy, and the pieces, forget it.
Okay.
Oh, don't act all the big...
Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Robert Greene of Fraser Foods to talk to us about the Confederate flags that he's selling at his store. Then Ted Bell will be on a little later on to discuss the plight of duty.
Well, General Galen Shaw here reminding you that we would really appreciate a rating and a review on iTunes of this here show. Now, as you know, as we mentioned yesterday, iTunes has their own squirrely way of doing things. I'm not about to explain it to you. Far be it from me to understand what those weird asses are trying to do. But we do know one thing, that when you write a good review for the show, it is taken into consideration by the mental, you know, by the geniuses, quote-unquote, that run iTunes. So go over there, and if you wouldn't mind, give us a good rating and a review if you like the show over there at iTunes for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm General Gavin... Gavin...
What is my name again?
Gavin.
Yeah, my name is...
Don't you remember your name?
I remember, but I got a little... I'm General Gabby...
Gabby?
Yeah, my name is General Galen Shaw.
It's not Gabby Shaw.
No, it isn't, Gabby. What are you trying to do?
All right, finish it up, General.
Yes, sir, Mr. Hendry. Let me just finish it up, folks. My name is Gabby Shaw. God damn it.
Your name is Galen Shaw, and you want people to go and do a good review on iTunes.
Yes. That's what I want them to do. That's what I wish they would do. But whether they will or not is...
Yeah, okay. Thanks very much, General.
And I don't... I didn't call myself Gabby Shaw.
Yeah, you did.
What the hell? What in the name of everything holy or unholy? Is this a band? Or is this something that needs to be blown out of a cave? Or is it...
It is the Wage War. New band from Wage War called Alive.
Well, not for long.
All right, folks. Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Bob Greene joining us from Fraser Foods there in Buena Park, California. Bob is a long-time friend of the show. Always good to have you on, Bob. One thing is for sure, when we get you on this show, man, you are... you're controversial.
Well, you know, Phil, I don't mean to be. I certainly want to do the very best I can as a businessman, but I don't want to be controversial. I don't think I am controversial.
Well, Bob, it's no secret that you are selling Confederate flags and Confederate flag coffee mugs. Is that true, yes or no?
Well, Margaret.
Yeah, Margaret, I'm not used to having someone tell me yes or no. I don't do that. All right, I don't do that. I'm the CEO.
I'm demanding an answer from a lot of consumers.
And what consumers are those?
People that have been in your store that have been offended by the fact that you're selling those.
I've explained it to my... Oh, man. You know, the dishonesty is what I don't like.
How am I being... Am I saying anything that's dishonest?
Well, first of all, why am I talking to you? The host of the show is Phil Hendry.
Because I have a particular interest in this. I'm a liberal.
Holy...
Yes, I'm a liberal.
I know you're a liberal, and you've said it...
Well, what's wrong?
What is...
Look, Bob, crying is not going to get you out of it.
That's exactly right.
I'm not crying.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, Dickman, why don't you close it off, man, before somebody puts another hole in your head, okay?
All right, Bob, there's no point in that. Let's just, you know, back it off, Margaret, a little bit. Let me ask the questions here.
I want to know, and I demand to know, and I will know. Why are you selling Confederate flag coffee mugs and flags when you know retailers all over the country, including Walmart, have stopped?
Well, Walmart, well, woo! Yeah, Walmart, I'll tell you something.
Well, look, Molly, you got to admit one thing. Walmart, of all the places, you know, they'd be selling that to the bitter end. The fact that they've stopped is some kind of sea change.
Well, I will give you this much. As the general said, Walmart is usually the place that's the last to stop selling anything controversial. As a matter of fact, they were selling up until recently, until somebody pointed out to them, hey, I know you guys don't read history books, and you probably don't have the brain power to even know where one is, but you guys are selling photographs of that slogan that was above the gate at Auschwitz. Oh.
All right. So they took it, they stopped selling it.
Yeah, they stopped selling it, but what? Never mind.
No, the point here, Robert, you're not going to get off the hook by talking about what a bunch of rednecks Walmart is.
Well, I think somebody needs to point it out. Yeah, they are redneck. Walmart is... Whew, man.
Don't put about a Walmart. They selling a Confederate flag.
Look, Dickman, I already heard the exchange you had with Mr. Henry, so why don't you just be quiet, okay?
Well, you can look at... I believe it. I would like to ask a question. I don't want to argue with you, Bob. What are you selling exactly?
Well, thank you very much, General. Thank you for being polite.
Bob, I thought I was polite bringing you on.
Yeah, I suppose you were. Maybe it was Margaret being extremely rude, and...
I was not rude, but I am demanding an answer.
Well, I don't like being spoken to that way. I'm Bob Green, the CEO of Caesar Foods!
Hey, Bob.
Sorry.
Jesus!
I've been under a lot of pressure lately. Under a lot of pressure. People saying that I'm some kind of a racist, that I'm a Klansman, that I'm some kind of an Aryan Brotherhood skinhead... You want to hear some of this stuff. And throwing rocks at the windows at the house. They threw a gigantic watermelon on the front lawn, okay? And with a note tied around it and said, come sundown, you'll be eating this. So whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever that means.
It ain't good. I'll tell you that.
Well, then you should talk to the police about that.
Oh, we've had the police over to the house, so don't worry about that. And by the way, speaking of fingerprints and DNA, they got plenty. So,
Did they know who done it?
They're getting close, and they'll be calling in with their results. So I'm not going to take that sitting down, all right? I'm not going to have anybody attacking my home and calling me some kind of a racist and having all this stuff thrown on my property because it frightens people. It frightens people.
All right. Bob, are you selling these coffee mugs, yes or no?
Oh, here we go again.
Look, he doesn't want to answer yes or no.
I'm sorry, not yes or no. Are you?
Yes, we are. And if you'd let me answer...
Well, how can you possibly defend that?
I'll tell you how. First of all, we had a big stock, a big quantity of these Confederate flags, and we had a big quantity of these coffee mugs with the Confederate flag on them. Now, why? The reason was very simple. With the whole Tea Party and all this right-wing stuff, the Confederate thing was getting very popular. Not because people are turning into a bunch of cross-burning racists, but that there was the nostalgia for back in the days when you could go down a street and not necessarily see black and white.
You know, you just keep on talking, Green. This is good.
Hey, General, I'm trying to explain as a businessman.
All right, so why are you selling this?
How many times am I going to be asked that question?
You have not answered it yet.
Yeah, what's your answer? I've kept my mouth shut. I want to know.
Look, Robert, you and I have had very cordial relations.
Yeah, and now you're out there selling that stuff. Robert's got a hard-on ever since I come in here, and I'm wearing a flat...
Why don't you shut up, bud? Go ahead.
Well, who's talking now?
You.
I bought these coffee mugs and flags, and now that everybody is getting them out of the stores, nobody wants to come in and buy them. And the people that they want to come in and buy them, but people are protesting that I'm selling them. So it's either I lose all that...
Wait, say that again.
Yeah, I didn't understand that at all.
I'm saying people want to buy the flags and the mugs, but there's people that are protesting it, and if I sell them, I don't get any help.
What are you afraid of, man?
What am I afraid of? I told you, I got people chucking, crap at the house... And
look, Bob, I hate to tell you this, but I called the Anaheim Police Department and I got some of the results on that because it went public. The DNA and fingerprints.
Yeah, what about it?
Those objects...
Want to maybe take a drink of water or something?
I got it, Bob.
Those objects were put on your property by you. You. You're trying to create a controversy.
That is a filthy, crawling lie. Mr. Henry, you going to do anything about that?
Wait. When did you hear this, Margaret?
I have an inside source at the Anaheim Police Department and found out that stuff on Bob Green's lawn was placed there by him. His fingerprints, his DNA.
What DNA?
Sweat.
That is a filthy, crawling lie, and I demand an apology.
No, I will not apologize because that's the truth. You have been harassing yourself for publicity purposes.
It's a filthy, crawling lie. I demand an apology, or I'm in...
Go ahead and hang up, Bob, and then you're going to be even worse off than you were before. People are going to be wondering, why are you selling these coffee mugs? Why are you selling these flags? And you hung up on the Phil Henry show when somebody pointed out that it's possible.
No, it is not possible. It did happen.
All right.
No, it did not. It's a filthy, crawling lie.
Look at Green. Save yourself, for God's sake. Admit to it.
It's a crawling lie, and it's filthy.
That's a filthy crawling lie or crawling filthy lie.
Boy, there are days when I hate the handicapped, and this is one of them. And Dickman, you're it. Now,
all right, right. Watch it, okay? Just watch it.
Bill, what I'm saying to you is this. I have a big stock of Confederate flags and Confederate coffee mugs.
Try not to bawl like a baby. Try not to bawl like a baby, Green.
I have a big supply.
You got a big what?
See?
Let's not screw with him, all right?
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Green. What do you got a big one of?
I got a big supply of coffee mugs and flags. Now, if I can't sell them, I'm out a lot of money.
How much?
Oh, get a load of you with the pushy questions like that.
How much? I mean, we need to know how much this stuff costs.
A few grand. You know, that's a lot on the bottom line at the end of the year. A few grand.
All right. And you can't just go ahead and eat it.
Oh, okay, Phil. Why don't you go ahead and eat a few thousand? All right?
I don't make the kind of money your store makes. You got a whole chain of stores.
Why don't you go ahead and eat a few thousand if you think you know all about it, Mr. Businessman? And I'll tell you this much. What I said to the people who were protesting, I said, I'm going to sell the flags, I'm going to sell the coffee mugs, but I will show my disdain for them. So if you'd been in the store yesterday, you would have seen as people came in buying Confederate flags, we did a perfunctory and ceremonial desecration of each flag. So the checkers were told that when a Confederate flag was purchased, go ahead and wipe it, use it as a wipe. I don't know, you know.
What do you mean, use it as a wipe?
Are you trying to say that they wiped the flag on some part of their body?
I'm not trying to say it. I am saying it. And my checkers did a great job. I want to single out Bethina Williams, Susan Clasdown, and also Jerry Boyle in produce. They did a wonderfully creative job. They took the flag. They rubbed it, you know.
Daddy probably rubbed it on it.
Shut up, bud. So they desecrated it by rubbing it on their crotches.
Did I say that? I didn't say that at all, did I?
Well, you're trying not to.
I'm saying to you, okay, they did. And one of the checkers, one of the females, yeah, I thought it was, she pulled her skirt up and...
Oh, God almighty. That is a absolutely depraved display. I don't think you could get... You don't have my well wishes for that. I'm further disgusted by you.
What? We took the flag and desecrated it, then sold it.
So you think that puts you in good with people that hate the Confederate flag?
When you take a Confederate flag, you lift up your skirt and you go, yeah, and then put it in the guy's bag, and you don't think that's a statement?
Look at Green, you belong in a mental institution. That's your problem. Nobody is going to take your little ceremonial demonstration. What'd you do with the coffee mugs? Rub that on the crotch?
No. As a matter of fact, what we did with each coffee mug before we sold them, now we had to wash them after, but I had, well, it was just me and it was two of the box boys. So I better not say that.
No, what'd you do?
Well, I think it was a statement. We urinated.
Oh, for God's sake.
Hey, look, Margaret, you know, you can't have your cake and eat it too, or however that saying goes. I've never understood that.
What would that mean? It means you can't have your cake and eat it too. What does that mean?
It means you can't have it two ways, is basically what it means.
Bingo, right there. Give that man not just a cigar, give him one with that wooden filter on the end of it, the one they make down there in Tampa. What's it?
Never mind, okay? So you urinated in each cup.
Yeah, and then we had to wash them. But see, these are ceremonial desecrations. So every flag, Confederate flag, sold by Bob Green at Fraser Foods and all the Fraser food outlets throughout the Southeast and the Southwest, each flag has been desecrated. It's either been rubbed on a guy's...
You know, you're so proud of desecrating this flag, and yet you won't say what you did.
Because I'm a gentleman, all right?
Oh, you're a gentleman. Now, let me ask you a question. Is this desecration done in full view of people?
Yes, the flags are, so that people understand we stand with them. I stand shoulder to shoulder with every person that is against the Confederate flag. So if a guy who is one of my checkers sees a Confederate flag, he takes it, like in the case of one guy, you know.
No, I don't know.
Well,
I've had about enough of this.
He put Ms. Gray, you'll like this. He put it in the bag of his pants.
I can understand Margaret Bumble.
Well, then you're the only one.
I understand. He put it down the back of his pants.
What an asshole. You told me not...
You know what, Bob? I don't like being called names. I'm going to hang up on you in about 30 seconds. The only thing I want to know now...
Wait. Hold on. I come on your program to tell you about this stuff, and you've decided that you've won this, I've lost, that I'm a douchebag, and you guys are all pure as the driven snow. Is that what I'm getting here?
Yep, that's about the size of it, Green. Taking your checkers and having them rub their crotch. Wow.
Yeah, take a Confederate flag, That's a desecration of the flag.
No, it ain't, man. It's taking a flag. It's taking a piece of rag and doing what people ought to do to it.
Well, all right, then you agree with me, Robert, right?
Yeah, in this instance, yeah.
Robert, I mean, it's
what, man?
It's not very polite behavior.
No, I don't think slavery was polite, and Jim Crow wasn't either.
Robert, your indignation and the fact that you have the moral high ground on this because you're black is making me disturbed. I don't... the focus is off of me, and it's on you. And,
Well, it's... finally!
Oh, my God, General Shaw went... I'm sorry, General Shaw. Are you going to be all right? Should we put a cover on you and put you back in the wheelchair?
You know something? You see a guy that needs a wheelchair, kick his ass.
One of these days, I'll get up and do that.
All right, take it easy.
You know, you people, you're talking about me. Henry, you got nothing but a mental institution there. You don't run a radio show or a podcast or whatever the hell you call it. You have mental patients. You are in charge of mental patients. Okay?
Bob, you know, I've been around a lot of crackers guys. You...
What do you mean you've been around a lot of crackers guys?
Yeah, Mr. Henry used to hang out with the saltine dudes.
Oh, so in other words, it's not funny.
No, it's not funny. Hey, look at our video camera froze up.
What happened to it?
I don't know, but the video camera just froze up. Oh, there. Now we're back. It must be the heat or something. Sometimes that happens to the machine.
Are you talking to me or are you looking at your video camera?
I'm talking to you and I'm saying to you, Bob, say what you want, do what you want, think what you want, but wiping your ass with a Confederate flag or pissing into a Confederate flag coffee mug is not going to give you any kind of speaking of the moral high ground, any part of that.
Well, I'm trying to keep the people that don't like the flag on my side.
I don't think you have.
I got to make my money back on this. You think I'm going to take it in the shorts to a few grand? Forget it. Bob Green doesn't do that. Bob Green doesn't take it in the shorts to the tune of 8, 9, 10 grand. Not Bob Green. Maybe some other guys, but never Bob Green.
So Bob Green doesn't take it in the shorts?
Not to 10 grand, I don't.
How much? How much would it take for you to take it in the shorts?
Oh, about... How dare you?
Don't know that one.
You know what? I think, Ollie, I hope the day comes, Mr. Henry, when you come to my store and you beg and plead. You plead on bended knee for a Confederate flag, and I sell it to you, not before I stick it in the big hand.
Yeah, okay, Bob. Congratulations on that. If that ever happens, which it never will, but if it does, congratulations.
You know, I think whoever said it, Bob Green is a mental... He said mental patient, but I think that man needs serious psychiatric help. I don't know when this all... How long have you known that man?
We've had Bob on the show for 15, 16, maybe even close to 20 years.
Well, that, you know, you talk about a cheap creep. Jesus.
Yeah, no kidding about that. He's so cheap. He's a cheap creep, you know?
Yeah, it might be cheap creep. Selling that stuff, what, all of a sudden you against it?
Well, it's gonna be so cheap, you're gonna rub the flag on your butt.
Man, I love that. I love that. Okay.
God, man, you're all like, love it. What do you want to do, hunch it and everything?
No, maybe, okay.
Come on. Tampon.
That's right.
One of these days, Bud's just not gonna have a nose left.
Well, there are worse things in this world.
All right, we're gonna be back on the Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com with more of this exciting program. We do have Ted Bell, I think, coming up next. If I'm not mistaken, Ted Bell will be talking with us about the Diddy situation here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
World-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California.
Hey, buddy, you want to get on our email list? All you got to do is go to our homepage, and you'll see an email list link. And then if you click on it, because what you do, you know.
Yeah, you got to click on it, man. If you click on the email list, it'll show you how to get on our email list. You get mailers to find out stuff that's going on right now. That's beautiful. There are a lot of things that are happening around here, man.
Yeah, things are going to be heating up here pretty soon. So you just better do it.
Don't say that.
Right.
Say you better do it. Go to our homepage, folks, and get on our email list. We'd appreciate it. Like to stay in touch with you. And you'll find out about things that are going to be cooking around here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's the Phil Henry Show email list right there on our homepage.
Oh, this is a lovely song. This is I'm Picking Up the Good Vibration.
Yeah, we know that, Margaret.
Well, I'm just pointing out that this was a song that was very revolutionary for its time. When Brian, what is the young man's name?
Brian Wilson.
Why do I think it's Brian Williams?
Yeah, it is Brian Williams.
No, it isn't Brian Williams. Brian Williams is the guy that got fired by NBC.
Yeah. I'm picking up.
Oh, no, but the Brian Williams, that's also the kid that wrote this, The Good Vibration.
No, it is not. The guy's name is Brian Wilson.
All right, Phil, fine. I'll defer to you since you were a disc jockey. Not a very good one, but...
Yeah, thank you very much.
But this song is I'm Picking Up the Good Vibrations, is a song that I've wanted to do in my club act for a long time. Now, you know the summer's here, and Frank will be booking me back into the clam bucket of the muscle locker. And the crab, whatever it is, the crab closet, I don't know.
What are these restaurants?
They're all named after some shellfish and where they might live.
Are these all real restaurants?
No, Phil, they're fake. We made them. Yes, they're real. Are you an idiot?
Well, I just... The clab... What?
The clab?
There ain't no fish called a clab.
The crab. The crab locker.
Yes, the crab locker, the muscle closet, and the clam... I don't know.
The clam garage.
Yes, the clam garage. There, you feel better? What are you laughing at?
Clam garage. Sounds sexual and everything.
Ah! Keep your mouth shut, you filthy mouth.
All right, so yeah, be sure to check that out, Margaret.
What do you mean, be sure to check that out, Margaret? I'm going to be in the show. What a moron.
Thank you very much. All right, it's time now for our good friend, Ted Bell. Ow!
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's always a great night at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We've got those thick-cut prime rib. We got the beautiful porterhouse for two. We got the Kansas City Chuck. And new, we have the New York Chuck Kansas City Porter. A Kansas City Porter. Did anybody tip him? I just get around. Ted Bell here, Phil. How you doing?
I'm great, Ted. Great to have you with us.
I just heard, see, you got to get that Dickman on board, because as much as I enjoy the kid, you keep letting that music bleed into my jingle.
Sorry about that, Mr. Bell. I didn't mean to do it.
No, you never mean to do it, but you... All right. Anyway.
How's business?
Oh, business is beautiful. It's always beautiful. And this time of year, of course, is wonderful, Phil. It's the summer months. We open up the patio. We don't do the fire pit. You know, because it gets very hot in California. But a lot of people request it. And,
Well, you know, sometimes at night, of course, it can get cool.
Yeah, sometimes it gets cool. The fire pit is usually something we turn on in the wintertime. And in the summer, we don't. Because the summer months, as you know, in California, we do have the very dry desert heat. But occasionally get somebody from back east, and they say, a fire pit. And I'll explain to them. I'll say, no, we don't turn the fire pit on. And they'll insist. So, anyway, I wish you hadn't asked me how bad. Business is great other than that.
Well, what's the problem?
Well, Frank has lunch over there.
Margaret, please. Please, I'm begging you.
Well, I won't say anything, but, you know, you're going to have to deal with it on the air.
Oh, God.
Or I could get Frank on the air. I'm a journalist, Ted. I don't let these things go.
All right. We have people who are in. We've got a lot of people from back east that are visiting the Los Angeles area, and they want to come into Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Why?
Because Ted's of Beverly Hills is known for its great steaks. And they want to come in and they want to sit out back on the patio.
Why?
Because our patio is beautiful. We have very, very pretty, luscious barmaids, cocktail waitresses, and so forth.
Why?
Because I hire them that way. Now,
all right, Ted, stop with the whole why. All right, just get to the, if you don't mind.
You know, I heard you giving that guy Green a pass of crap. You're not going to do that with me. Don't even think that's going to cut it with me.
I apologize, Ted, okay? I'm sorry.
It's been a kind of a rough night, Ted.
All right, I'll let it go this time. Now, what's your question?
I wanted to know. Margaret says there's something significant about the fire pit.
Yeah, there's something significant about the fire pit, because I've got...
You said fire pit.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Dickman, there's nothing stopping me from getting in my car, driving right over there right now, ending you, coming back, and I haven't even broken a sweat. They won't even know I'm gone. What are you going to say? I said they don't even knew?
Yeah, that's what you did say.
So I blew it, huh?
Would you get... Please, just tell us about the fire pit.
All right, the fire pit is this. We got these people from back east. They're coming in. You know, you got people coming in from out of town, okay?
Yeah, it's California. They're coming out for vacation.
All right. So they come out and they say, how do you do? And I'm very nice. Oh, we want to go out to the fire pit and have a cocktail. I said, absolutely. I said, but it's summertime. You know, we're not going to be turning on the fire pit. And they said, no, we'd like to, would you please turn the fire pit on? Because, you know, it's a very California casual thing. And a lot of these people enjoy the California casuality. Okay?
Yes, yes, yes.
You know what?
All right, I'm sorry, Ted, but the California casual thing, I've had it up to here with that, okay? I mean, I got a nephew
He's a real estate broker down there in Oceanside, you know?
Yeah.
And he's always talking to these couples in from out of town. That's California casual. And I said to him, you know, Rudy, if I got to hear that one more time, I'm going to kick someone right in the balls, and it won't be me. I won't be kicking myself in the balls, because that's almost impossible to do.
Yeah, well, now that you mention it.
Yeah, so it'll be you.
All right, so you're threatening your, what's his name?
Rudy.
Boy, that's about the fifth Rudy we have on this show.
You don't have him on the show.
He's not working on your show. He's my nephew. And I said, you know, that California, if I hear it one more time, I will kick you square in the nuts. So what do you want? And he goes, fine, suit yourself. He brings in this couple. He says, the California casual. I go to kick him in the nuts. He sidesteps it and leans through the sliding glass window. I go up in the air, and I fall right on my ass on those rocks. You know, the...
you get some of those desert landscape rocks.
Yes. So I kicked. I missed. I go up in the air about 5 feet. I land on those landscaping rocks. And I'm telling you, the pain, oh, God.
God damn, General. You have to go to the doctor?
Yes, I had to go to the doctor, and they had to do an extraction, and that's all I'm going to talk about there.
Oh, God, man. Are you kidding me?
That seems very... like you're overstating that.
No, I'm not overstating anything.
All right, so now we know what California casual means to you. You tried to kick your own nephew in the nuts, he sidestepped.
Well, God damn, Phil. Guy almost got...
They had to extract desert rock from my anus. There.
General.
I'm sorry.
Dad, he's all pissed off.
Hey, General, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know that it was so...
You should have known.
I'm not... All right, take it easy.
Okay, so that's very appetizing. Thanks a lot for that, Phil. I had you on speakerphone.
I didn't say it.
No, but one of your people in the staff, and I had it on speakerphone, so there are about four tables right here in the prime rib room. As they were just about ready to cut into their very first steak of the night, they hear anus. Thank you very much.
People are too pissed off tonight.
Yes, I don't know whether it's the...
I think it's biorhythms.
Yeah, General, just thank you very much.
What, are you kicking me out?
The show's over anyway, man, okay? The show's over. In more ways than one, I'll tell you that.
What are you talking about? You're not going to shut the show down, is you?
No, I'm not going to shut the show down, is I?
I'm just saying, for today, for tonight, for... Yeah, it's probably... anyway, Ted was going to come on here and talk about that fire pit. He wasn't going to talk about the fire pit.
No, he was not going to talk about the fire pit. But I told him I'd get Frank, and since he hung up, so we will get Frank. And Frank is, where is he?
Gonna be on line 2 or line 7.
Line 2 or line 7. So which line is he on?
Line 7.
Frank? Frank. No, he's not on that.
Oh, I'm sorry, line 3.
Line 2 or line 7?
Oh, line 2.
Why'd you say line 3?
I forgot.
Frank, is that you?
Yeah, I'm right here. What's up?
Frank, I'm sorry, darling, to bother you. First of all, we had Ted Bell on the air, and Ted would not discuss in any great detail the fire pit situation.
Oh, well, what happened was she doesn't want to turn the fire pit on at her restaurant because it costs. And it's so what happened, a couple came in. I've had a little bit of a drink. Phil, I hope you don't mind.
I don't mind at all, sir. You work your ass off.
You got that right. That's a great thing.
How you doing, Frank?
I'm better than custard.
But you're drunk.
Yeah, I'm drunk, Margaret, and I may get drunker. So just don't worry your pretty little head. Just you're done, you come home to Papa, okay?
All right, so what happened with the fire pit at Ted's?
Well, I don't run her business. She can run her business, I run mine, you know? She has her family, and I have mine. She has her wife, and I may have a little bit of puke come up through my mouth.
Frank, why don't you just hang up, dear?
No, I'm not hanging anything up, okay? I'm already hung up enough. Thank you very much, bud.
You're welcome.
She's okay. Now,
okay, so the fire pit.
Yeah, the fire pit. Well, here's what happened. This couple comes in from the restaurant, and Ted says to the wife, because he asked, can we have the fire pit? And Ted said, no. Because it's too hot. And the wife said, well, I have a chill. And his husband, she looked at Ted and she said, why don't you do what my wife wants? And Ted said, who wears the pants in the family? Do you or does he? And the husband said, what? And there was almost a fist fight. So Ted turned on the fire pit. But here's what happened. Ted walked over to the fire pit with a roll, and I shit you not.
Watch your language, please, Frank.
Oh, sorry, Phil.
That's all right.
But Ted walked over to the fire pit with a roll of hundreds, okay?
Oh, Christ, I think I know what he did.
He said, okay, the fire pit's on, and here's what you're doing to me, because you come in here from Busted Whistle, Arkansas, with you put the fire pit on. Here's what you're doing to me. And she starts tossing $100 bills in a fire pit.
Oh, get out of here.
I swear to Almighty God, as God stands my witness, and she's all powerful, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
So Ted took $100 bills.
And burned them up in front of this couple. I think they were from Champlain, Illinois, and said, okay, are you all happy with the fire pit? And the husband goes, yeah. And then the wife, he said, yeah. And Ted said, well, okay, because here's what it means to me, and here's what it means to my family. There's a 100, there's another. He must have thrown $1,000 worth of hundreds in there. And then he said, I hope you're happy the way that we all know Ted can say it. And he turned on his heel and strode away. I thought it was very handsome what he did. He pivoted, turned. And
you called Ted he.
That's because I'm drunk. So
yeah, he gets it gets fixed if he gets drunk enough.
Yeah. So.
And you're even aware of the fact that you do it when you're drunk.
Oh yeah, yeah. When I get drunk, my mind gets perfectly just fine. So when I sober up, things turn to shit. So I.
All right. Thanks very much, Frank.
You hung up on him.
Did I really? I didn't. You know, I'm so happy that all you guys are here to tell me when I hang up on people.
Bob, so you don't have to get all pissed off.
Well, I am getting pissed off.
What bug got up your ass?
Just everybody, man. Everybody's bugging me tonight. Yes, I hung up on him, Margie. You want to know why I hung up on him? Because we're out of time. And because he's hammered, and he gave us the essential... What are you looking at?
You're going to have to answer to Frank Gray.
Oh, well.
You can mock him all you want, Phil, but you'll be the one that'll have to answer to Frank Gray. Frank L. Gray.
What does L stand for, Larry?
No, I can't tell you. I can't tell you because it could very well paralyze you with fear.
Oh, okay, man. Anyway, so Ted is losing money on the...
He doesn't like turning the fire pit on in the summertime because it's a waste of money, according to Ted Bell. All right. The world-famous Phil... Do you want me to do this?
Go ahead.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. And don't forget, the week of July 13th, the brand new The Science of the Funny will drop on Podcast One as Phil interviews Guy Indoor Kaiser, David Koechner, Kurt Braunohler, and Brody Stevens. The Science of the Funny, the week of the 13th of July on Podcast One. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!